Hey, happy Monday. I've got an exciting episode for you today. Before we dive in, if you have not left me a rating or review for this podcast and you like it at all, please consider doing that. That 30 seconds it takes you really helps me. It helps other people find the podcast and it helps me to know what's resonating and how I can support you more. So please go on to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave me a rating review. And if you for double prizes, if you can share this with someone who you think would benefit, do that as well. All right, let's do this. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Hey, welcome back. I am excited. Well, I say it all the time, but I'm excited that you're here. It really makes me happy. It warms my heart. It actually blesses me that I can help you. It blesses me when I work hard to really stay connected to God. I work hard to continue to grow and to learn and to stretch some of my beliefs. As we talked about multiple times, a belief is a thought paired with an emotion over time. It doesn't make it true. So questioning my beliefs, like, what do I believe in this moment? What do I believe about this? And I try to stretch it to see, am I wrong in this? Am I partially right? Has there been a story put in there that's not true, that's holding me back or holding my clients back? And so it really does. When I say that I'm excited that you're here, it still baffles me that I have this podcast that I'm like, I think I have like 170 episodes or something crazy. I need to go back and like number them. It's hard because like every platform numbers them a little bit different. And then there's a couple in there that I actually removed. And I re-added, there was an issue with the sound. So I deleted it and did it again, fixed it. So there's some changes. There's some, like, it's not as cut and dry as you would think. Tammy, how many episodes do you have? How many did you do? But it just makes me happy that you're here. It makes me happy that you put an emphasis on who you are in Christ, who you are, what your purpose is, what your calling is. If you feel stuck and overwhelmed, that we don't have to stay in this feeling. One of the things from the sermon recently I heard, it talks about how it was how we want to know the what about things. We want to know, what do we do about this? How do I get unstuck? We want to know the how. And then in the sermon, they talked about how life coaches always want to know the why. Like that's, we need to focus on the why. And neither of those are wrong. This is kind of where it settles with me a little bit different, is because the initial question that we need to answer is who. Who is God in this moment? And who did God create us to be? And that's the focus that I go on, because from there we can find the why. Why did he create us this way? Well, let's look at the things we've been through. Let's look at the themes and the highlights of our life. Then from the why, we can get to the what. What do we need to do? What is God asking us to do? And then we can go into the how. Okay, what are the steps? And then it draws back to the who again, which Who does God want us to be? Who did he create us to be? Who is God in this moment? And what is he doing in this moment? So it's a little bit different. And I recognize that I haven't actually like expressed a lot of these things to you that are the basis for what I do, for how I share with you. Some of them are, you know, like over time you'll understand, but this is why I do what I do, is because I feel like when we really want to know how to get unstuck, what our next steps are, how to get over, stop from being overwhelmed, how to like what our calling is, we need to start with the who. We start with the who, then we can go down to the why, then we can go to the what, then we can do the how. It's not the how do we do it, and then what do we want from it, and then why we did it, and then who are we created to be after. Like, we have to flip that. We're human beings, not human doings. And so that's the first question we have to ask, is who am I in God? Who did God create me to be? How did he wire me? And so this is some of the things that I was thinking about this morning. And one of the things that I have been really working on and trying to work on with my kids too, this little thing has actually changed my life. And I wanted to share it with you. I was going to do this as just a Hey Tammy quick episode, but I really thought that let's dive into it and understand it a little bit deeper, because these two different words, seemingly similar, but they're also very different. And they both have places in our lives, but it matters of what direction. So I talk a lot about setting intentions for our day, for our week, for our month, for our year, for our life. Intentions. What an intention is: a thing intended, an aim and a plan, a purpose aim. An intention goes along with a purpose. An intention does not have the step-by-step directions added to it. It doesn't have the finite details that we so wish we could have. Like, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. And so setting intentions for the day. And I shared this with a coaching group that I coach in, and maybe this will actually help you as well. I'll share it at the end if I have time. If not, I can put it in the email. But the intentions, how I set my intentions for the beginning of the day and how I reflect on them at the end of the day. And it kind of like anchors my day, my week, my month. It anchors my life to what's important to me. And so I don't get so stuck in expectations. And that's the other word is expectations, a strong belief that something will happen or be the case in the future. How many times have you had expectations of like going to a party and it not being what you expect? How many times have you had expectations of what, you know, reaching a goal and the reward at the end, or the end, the goal itself not meet your expectations? How often have you gone on a trip with the expectation of doing something and then you got sidetracked? A few years ago, I went to Idaho for a good friend's wedding, and I was excited. We're going to the wedding. I went to the bridal shower, the lunch we had, and we had to learn a special dance, which was so much fun because I didn't even know what the dance was. And apparently it was just a big trend that I'm not cool enough to know yet, but I did learn it. And the day leading up to it, I was in the bathroom getting ready. I was doing my hair, doing my makeup. The kids were outside. They were going too, but clearly they don't need to take long to get ready. And then all of a sudden, I hear, "Tammy, get out here," from my friends that we were staying with. And I ended up in the ER with my daughter. She had a mountain biking accident, and we thought her pelvic bone was broken. Luckily, it was just badly bruised, but we spent the evening in the ER. And I missed the wedding. The reason I went on that trip, my expectation was to go and watch my friend who was single for so long and expectant for so long and trusted God for so long. And I didn't even get to go. And it was really a disappointing moment. But how many times do we have expectations and they let us down? How many times do we put expectations on ourselves knowing that we're not even capable of doing this? I put expectations on how I'm going to clean the house. Like, oh, I'll do it on a Saturday. I'll get up early and I will start with, you know, I'll put do laundry in between activities because I'll, you know, throw the laundry and then shift it and then, you know, all the different things. And then I'll, you know, I'll scrub the baseboards and I will, all the, you know what I'm talking about. A good clean day on a Saturday morning, which will take most of the day. And then you wake up Saturday morning and you're like, but it's really cold. I don't want to get out of my bed. And the expectation that we had, well, let's just say it didn't happen. And so we feel guilty about it. We feel like we let ourselves down, that we didn't meet our goals, that we were hard on ourselves. We feel shameful and guilt because we did not meet our expectations. When I started diving more and more into expectations, I realized that that word itself, I was placing my expectations in the wrong arena. I was expecting things from myself, from other people, from events, from, you know, from just, I was creating something for the future that I had no way of knowing what was going to happen. The other thing with my daughter has started this thing where she'll ask me about something that we're going to, neither of us have ever experienced this. And yet she wants to know details. And so I will tell her what I think, what, you know, the information I have, and I'll be like, well, it's, you know, and I'll try to relate it to something else we've done. Bad choice. Like, I have learned my lesson and I've actually started telling her, like, no, I'm not going to tell you what to expect, because as soon as we get there and it's not like you have built up, like I, you know, I'm just guessing. And when it's not like that, you come after me and said, you said it was going to be like this and it wasn't. And I broke her expectations. And she actually related that to, I was breaking my promises. And I'm like, oh no, child, I do not promise things that I cannot fulfill. And I will try. I put my intentions, like, this is my intention. But so I've stopped doing that. I was like, nope, I'm not telling you anything to expect. All I know is we're going to be there this time. This is the information I have. This is when we're going to get there. And from there, you're on your own. But when we depend on expectations of others or on ourselves, or on the things of this world, we are let down. We can't possibly know the future. We can guess, we can hope, we can base it on things that we've, you know, old experiences. But even then, there's typically more than one element that we don't know. And then there's also the unexpected things that happen. So where should our expectations lie? And really, Psalms 135 says, I wait expectantly, trusting God to help, for he has promised. I leave my expectations to the Lord. I expect him to show up. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know who. I don't know what. I don't know any of those. But when I stop putting expectations on myself and those around me, and I really just dive in and place it in God, in Jesus Christ, who has promised, then my expectations are always met. Because I expect him. He doesn't promise us he'll tell us everything that he's going to do. He doesn't promise us that he will do things exactly how we want, but that's okay, because he knows the future. He knows. He holds our future. And well, we can expect him to show up. We can expect him to act. Again, we cannot place the expectations of, I've been praying for this. I told him on Tuesday at 4 p.m. that I wanted it to rain, and I know it will rain at 4 p.m. Like, and I will not be disappointed. Okay. We cannot put those kind of things, those limitations, those rules on God. We can expect him to show up and to answer our prayers and to comfort us when we need comfort. And so when we expect God, we surrender control to him. He knows how it needs to be done. One of the things that my kids and I and Kyle and I, we talk about where we love the mountains and we would love to have a place in the mountains. Specifically, we love Breckenridge. Actually, I love McCall. If you have ever been to McCall, that's one of my favorite mountain towns. It's in Idaho. But we went to Breckenridge a few years ago, and just the experience walking around it, and it was just a good mountain vibe. It's like, we would love to have a place there. Now, with that, they just passed a law that we can't do Airbnb there. Any new, you have to get on a waiting list to get approved. Also, millions of dollars for a tiny place, not in our budget. But what we can do is say, okay, God, Breck or better. Like, we will leave it, the expectation up to you. We will do our part. We will stay faithful. We will stay obedient. We will keep moving forward. We want what's best for you, from you. And so surrendering that control of the outcome, when we give expectation to God instead of focusing on us, it releases us from the outcome. Grace and forgiveness. Like I said, we put expectations on ourselves. We are so hard on ourselves. And if we don't meet those needs, we don't meet those expectations that we've placed, those unrealistic expectations, we feel defeated and we have to forgive ourselves. So again, putting expectation in God allows for that grace and forgiveness for ourselves, for others, because we can't put, as much as we can't do it to ourselves, we can't do it to our kids, our family members, our spouses, our partners, our friends, even our bosses. We can't make someone else do something. Like, we are not in control of that. We are not in charge of that. And when we do this, we think that people don't even think the same way as us. And so, like, we all think differently. Like, this is where we get into the Enneagram, and just our point of view, our core motivations are different. And so you're asking someone to have your point of view when they don't even know what your point of view is. The next one is, God already has our future. He sees the past, the present, the future. He knows before we were even born. He knew us. He created us. He's using everything for good. So let's just rest in that. And so now let's shift to why intentions. Why I love intentions. It allows for grace. Things don't happen exactly how you want them to happen. My life is not exactly what I expected it to be. My life, I have had a lot of twists and turns, and I have had, I've had a lot of trauma, a lot of grief, a lot of trials, a lot of change, but I've also had a lot of joy in unexpected ways. People who show up in unexpected ways. Friends who I didn't think we'd be friends, and then we are. My needs have been met in different ways. I can say that I have an amazing life. I love my God. I love my family. I love my friends. I love what I get to do every day. It's not without trials. It's not without hardship. Honestly, this last week was a tough week for me. I'll share another time, but we just, it's been a roller coaster of emotions lately. And dealing with that, if I had expectations for myself, I would have really dug myself even deeper. By having intentions, I intend to have a great day. My intention for today is to feel productive. I want to be productive. And so when you set the intention of productivity, your brain is actually going to start looking for ways that you are meeting your intention. You're actually going to start to look for the evidence that it's happening. Versus expectations, we almost look for ways like, oh, that's not exactly how it happened. Oh, I didn't plan it that way. I got this, but I did not get that. I did not meet my expectation today. But when the intention, it allows for that flexibility. It allows for God to move and give you opportunities. We don't know what we don't know. And by setting an intention, it allows for that. It allows us to learn as we go. It also allows us to cultivate mindfulness. Be in the present moment. How am I being productive right now? Well, I am doing a podcast. That's pretty darn productive. I also, in my mind, I have two other podcasts that I can do spinoffs from this one. And so that will come. That will come later. But again, by being productive as a intention, instead of an expectation, I'm not putting pressure on myself. And it also, like I mentioned before, it allows for unexpected opportunities to happen. It allows for growth. It allows for those random things that happen, whether it's a friend calling who you need to meet for lunch, or a doctor's appointment that you need to make, or the kitchen sink breaks and you have to go and, shift your plans because water is spewing everywhere and that needs to be taken care of immediately. It allows for life. It allows for life. So how do we set intentions for the day? How do we wait expectantly for Jesus and then set intentions for Tammy or for you? And well, we do that by just getting quiet for a moment and asking ourselves some questions. And this is where, I'll share my daily expectation or my daily intentions questions at a later time. But let's just keep it simple. In the next hour, what would you like to say at the end of it? If you're driving, would you like to say that you got to the destination in one piece? Would you like to say that you had some time to rest because instead of listening to a book or calling a friend, you were able to sit in silence and just pray? Were you able to listen to worship music so while you are driving, you're actually worshiping and filling your cup? It doesn't have to be hard. I think that we put these hard things around them because we have such big expectations for ourselves, but we put these things because it protects us and it makes it so we kind of stay small because we can't meet every expectations we set for ourselves. We can't do everything for everyone. And when we put these limits on ourselves, it really does limit ourselves. It limits what we're capable of. And so just ask yourself, what do I want in the next hour? What do I want to be able to say about myself, my family, my health, my work, my house, my relationships at the end of the day? That's it. Set that. And then throughout the day, look for the evidence of that's happening. If you want to improve your relationship for the day. And my 15-year-old son and I, we've been having some, we've been butting heads a lot. And today is like, okay, I'm going to put that down. My intention today, my expectation is for him to get his schoolwork done. My intention, which he'll get it, majority of it done, but he won't do it as the way that I think it should be done. My intention is to apologize for a conversation I had with him yesterday and to support him with a subject that he needs. Just let him ask me a question and I sit down and help him. That's my intention, to try to bridge that relationship. I have gotten the habit of apologizing to him, even though he's 15 and he's not always right. I know that some of my reactions are not necessary. Like, I need to get back. I was on my stress path and I need to get back into response mode instead of reaction. And I need to get back in my growth path. I need to start like centering myself and not nitpicking everything. Yay, being an Enneagram one. But set your expectations for the day. Okay, I said it wrong again because I was reading the word expectations on my screen. Set the intentions for the day. See, it is like you're listening to this on a Monday, so you're going to feel me, but it will be okay. It's going to stretch you a little bit. It's going to push you. It's going to feel a little weird. It's also going to feel like you're not doing enough. But what does doing enough mean? Like, define that. And that's a whole nother podcast episode, but I am going to close this for now. If you want to know more about setting expectations and setting expectations with Jesus and then setting intentions for yourself, man, I'm on top of it today. But set intentions for yourself, then reach out. Let's talk. Get on our Facebook page and let's start talking. If you're interested in learning how to set expectations for yourself, and like we started, if you want to know the who God is and who did he create you to be, so that way you can get the why, the what, the how, all of those other questions answered, join Shine. This is what we focus on. This is what we're doing. And this is one area that my expectations for it have like gotten a little bit crazy. So now I'm honing it in and focusing on what's important. What I really want you to know, my intention for Shine is to be a community where we can support you in who God's created you to be, support you in your calling and in what's next. In this next season, as you're shifting, as you're changing, as your kids are getting older, as you are figuring out that you want to maybe leave the job that you've been working in for 20 years, and you want to start your own thing, you want to start a ministry, you want to write a book, you want to do whatever, you want to start a breakfast club, you want to spend more time with friends, you want to start a business. But this is where I want to support you. Because when we discover who we're created to be in Jesus' name, then all of those other questions are so much easier to answer. So join Shine. The link is in the show notes. I think that's it for the day. I can't wait to hop on your phones again on Thursday with another Hey Tammy. And get those questions in if you have questions to ask for Hey Tammy, please do. If you haven't listened to that one yet, go back and listen. And it was last Thursday that I started it. But with that, friend, I hope you have an amazing week. I hope that you set the intentions for today and even for the week, and give yourself some grace. What expectations do you need to set down? Which ones do you need to give to God? And where can you give yourself some forgiveness for not knowing what we didn't know? All right, with that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. I will see you soon. Bye.